Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Never apologize, mister. It's a sign of weakness.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I'm sorry I lied to you. But you lied too.
Sorry I had a fight in the middle of your Black Panther party. You would like to apologize.
I'm sorry. I forgive you.
It's Friday, and that's movie time here on The Takeaway, and that means Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and The Takeaway is here. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
Rafer, they told me I don't have time for trivia today. Lucky you. Oh, I think you just got off easy.
Spare my weekly humiliation, Todd.
We'll do that. We got three movies, though, today. Atomic Blonde, starring Charlize Theron. She's a spy at the collapse of the Berlin Wall. We've got Detroit going back 50 years to unrest and riots in 1967. And Al Gore is back, an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, all about climate change, of course. Rafer, let's start with Atomic Blonde. I mentioned Charlize Theron. James McAvoy's in this. Here's a clip.
I didn't think that you would show. Study on the rocks.
You pay attention.
I look for pleasure in the details.
All right, Charlize Theron there. But I saw this trailer, Rafer, and it's really got Jason Bourne-level action all over it.
I'm going to say Jason Bourne-level is sort of an understatement for this film. This is really one of the best action films to come along in years. The director,
wow.
David Leitch, former stuntman turned director, he contributed to John Wick, which was a hit a couple of years ago. Theron is just amazing in this film. I really can't say enough good things about it. It's such a fast-moving, fun, fresh film set in the 80s, right before the Berlin Wall, as you said, and it's got this great sort of punky new wave sort of decadent feel to it. Great soundtrack, New Order, Depeche Mode, all the period specific hits that you remember.
Fantastic.
And again, the action in this film, there's a scene in this film that I think is going to become very famous that people are already calling the stairwell scene. I won't say any more, but it is just a stunner, and I absolutely love this film.
Great. Well, I'm excited then. And it looks like the kind of film also that might have Atomic Blonde 2 now that Charlize Theron is an action star.
Indeed.
Let's talk about Detroit, Rafer. Kathryn Bigelow got famous for a lot of movies, especially Hurt Locker. Here's a clip.
Fellas, No. Sometimes when a black guy is put in a position of authority, other black guys, they like to single you out. Okay? Because I'm not supposed to tell them what to do.
Rafer, we're back in Detroit now, 1967, at the time of the 12th Street riots.
Right. That's John Boyega playing a real-life character, a security guard named Dismukes, who is he's been trying to sort of keep a cool head during the infamous Algiers Motel incident when Detroit police burst in looking for a gun and a possible shooter and in the end shot three unarmed black men, or, well, I guess I should say at least two. One death was never explained fully. This is a familiar story, sadly, and it comes at, the timing of this film, sadly, is kind of relevant. It's extremely intense, as you might expect from a Kathryn Bigelow, Hurt Locker, Zero Dark Thirty, really puts you there in the middle of the Algiers Motel and really makes you feel the terror, the reign of terror from the police. I would say I kind of wish this film had told me a little something new about this issue of police brutality and racism and police tensions in black communities. It doesn't quite do that, but it does leave you with this feeling of anger and outrage and kind of helplessness, which I think is part of the point. I think it really wants you to feel what it was like to be one of these people in that motel, and it does that very effectively.
Thanks, Rafer. All right, that's Detroit from Kathryn Bigelow. Rafer, we're going to have you hang around, if you don't mind. Before we take a quick break, just give me a go, no-go on Al Gore, an inconvenient sequel.
Well, I think viewers are going to split down partisan lines on this one, which is too bad, because I think there's a lot of interesting information in it, but whether it will change many minds, I don't know.
Thanks, Rafer.